This is St. Louis Public Radio. State Auditor Nicole Galloway is taking up the challenge of trying to bring Missouri's governorship back into the Democratic fold. It's a daunting task since many of the Show Me State's rural and suburban communities gravitate towards the GOP. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, Galloway believes she has the issues and the national momentum on her side.
I'm State Auditor Nicole Galloway, and I'm running for governor.
When Nicole Galloway walked up to a podium at a St. Louis Union Hall last year, she for the first time was making the public case why she should become Missouri's governor. In front of hundreds of enthusiastic Democrats, Galloway promised to take the fight to Republican Governor Mike Parson.
I'm offering a new way. A new way that doesn't settle for being ranked at the bottom of what it seems like every major national ranking. A new way that says we can have affordable health care in every part of our state.
Flash forward to 2020, and things are a lot different in Missouri politics. The COVID-19 pandemic prevented politicians like Galloway from speaking to large groups like the one in August 2019. And for Galloway, a race that many saw as a reach a year ago is now arguably the most competitive gubernatorial contest in the nation.
We're in the worst public health crisis in a century, and the future of healthcare is on the ballot here in Missouri and nationally. And I think Governor Parson has failed the test of leadership on both of these issues, and voters are clearly signaling they're ready for a change.
Galloway's emergence as a statewide official is a relatively recent development for the Fenton native. She's a certified public accountant who used to work in the insurance industry. She became Boone County Treasurer in 2011, and after State Auditor Tom Schweig died in 2015, then-Governor Jay Nixon tapped Galloway to essentially serve his entire four-year term.
I'm responsible for auditing all levels of government, but much of what I focused on is local government. I think it brings a great perspective on what an audit can do, because we know that local government is the level of government that is closest to the people, that people interact with most often. And so I bring a great perspective on that.
Since announcing her gubernatorial bid in 2019, Galloway has presented herself as a check of sorts on the GOP-dominated legislature. She strongly criticized a bid to ban most abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. And she also chastised Parson for how thousands of children lost their Medicaid coverage. With the advent of the COVID-19 pandemic, Galloway is advocating for the state to provide more definitive guidance for schools to resume in-person learning. She also wants to adopt a statewide mask mandate.
And I think, again, clearly demonstrating and showing and communicating that masks are a ticket to freedom is important, that it is a science-backed, data-driven approach to containing the spread of the virus, so we don't have to shut down again.
Many political prognosticators had doubts that Galloway could prevail in a state that Donald Trump nearly won by 19 points in 2016. But Galloway's campaign has been able to attract much more individual donations than the governor and receive crucial backing from the Democratic Governors Association. State Representative Lakeisha Bosley also says Galloway could benefit from a better performance at the top of the ticket from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
So I think that this gives a lot of momentum to the Democratic Party, but I also want to tell the Democrats, this is not a time to just get lazy. This is a time to amp up the value more.
Democrats may be wise to heed Bosley's advice. Republicans have unleashed an expensive ad blitz attacking Galloway. And Parson may have a demographic advantage since his party is dominant in rural Missouri and becoming more entrenched in traditionally Democratic places like Buchanan and Jefferson counties. GOP State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Arnold says Parson has had to make tough decisions during unprecedented times, while Galloway has only had to throw stones.
Governor Parson has all the resources he's going to need to be able to have a full campaign. I think that he's making a lot of good decisions about addressing things that Nicole has, for better or for worse, not had to weigh in on.
For Galloway to win, she'll not only have to run up the score in places like St. Louis County and Kansas City, but also regain lost ground in rural and exurban Missouri. Galloway says she's up to the task.
Look, when I launched this campaign for governor more than a year ago, I never could have imagined where we would be today, the health crisis and the economic crisis that we're facing. But I knew then that Missouri's families needed a change, and I am even more certain of it now.
Galloway and the rest of the state will find out on November 3rd whether voters make that switch in the governor's office. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.